The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 121 through 124, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this is the condition, suffering condition of the living entity, and he can be rescued by the mercy of sadhu, saintly persons, the scriptures, and the spiritual mass. They are prepared to bestow their mercy upon everyone, provided people like to take their instruction and mercy. That is the condition. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is confirmed in the 7th chapter, Devitisha Gunamai Mahumaya Durutaya. The influx of the disturbances created by this material nature under different forms is very stringent. So anyone who wants to be rescued from this misery, he should surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Mami vaja prapadanti maya mitamsram. This maya has got two kinds of influence. Prathivasmika, avaranasmika. Avaranasmika means we are already covered by the illusion. Although we are suffering in every state, we are thinking that we are happy. Just the day before, a certain lady, she said that, the temperature was so high that I could not tolerate it. I could not. The next moment she said, I don't feel any unhappiness. This is called prakhyavasika. First thing is that I am so much illusion, that I am just like the animals. They are suffering so much, but they have no knowledge that they are suffering. But human beings who are above them, they can understand that what sort of suffering there is. The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, but it does not know due to ignorance. So this is called avaranatmika, covering influence of the material nature. And there is another influence. Suppose one is trying to come out of the covering, prakhyavasmika, it throws. Why you are trying for this? You are very happy. Why do you think, why you are so much pessimistic of this life? Just work hard and enjoy life, that's all. So these things are going on. Actually, we are suffering and we are in dangerous position step by step. But by the influence of this material external energy, we are covered, illusion. We are thinking, yes, I am very happy. And if somebody tries to come out of it, then he is also advised by the material nature, why you are doing all this nonsense? You are very happy. Javad jive sukham jive. The atheistic theory. The atheists, nowadays they are atheists, not that. The atheist class of men, there are always. Maybe number of the atheists are now greater than before. But there was great atheists in India. There are six kinds of philosophical theses. Out of atheism is also one of them. That atheism, Charvak Muni, he was Charvak Muni. the leader of the atheists. His theory was that Rinam Katya Dhritam Pivet. Just beg, borrow, or steal. You must eat butter. Never mind. Rinam Katya Dhritam Pivet. Javad Jivet Sukham Jivet. So long you can live, you must live very comfortably. Then one may say, oh, I beg, borrow, steal, and we'll suffer the sin. If I borrow, if I cannot pay, if I commit sin, if I commit burglary. No. The Charvak Muni replied, Vashivutasya Deha Satkuta Punaragana Bhavet. Well, when your body will be burnt into ashes, he is coming here and he is going to be responsible. Don't think of it. So this is atheistic theory. They don't believe that there is transmigration of his soul. He has to take another body, and he has to take body according to his work. And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies, and human body is the most beneficiary. They do not know all these things. So this is called avaranatmika, covering influence. That's a covering influence and throwing influence. Out of these two influences, one can come out if he agrees to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, there is no other way. He'll be always covered or be thrown again. Daividji Sagunamai Mamamaya Durastaya Mami Vajaprapadante Mayami Tang Sarantite. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who surrenders unto me fully, he alone can get rid of these two kinds of influence of mine. Others cannot. Maya mukthe jiver nahi Krishna sthiti gyan, jivere kripai kaila Krishna vedapura. This, I meant to say, illusion, maya mukthe, illusion, living entity, they have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Lord. Mostly, what is God? Somebody says God is dead. So these things are going on. So not now. Now the number has increased. It is always so long the world is there, the material world is there. This sort of thing is going on. So maya mugdha, illusion by these external energies, they have no memory of how they are connected with the Supreme Lord. They have no memory. They are forgotten. So there is something like God. Altogether they are forgotten by the illusion. Mahamukta jivirnahi Krishna satyajan. And just to revive their memory, Krishna, jivere kripaya kaila Krishna veda pura. Veda pura. Veda means Vedic literature. Veda, real literal meaning is, Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Vida Jnane. There is a Sanskrit root, Vidhatu. From that Vidhatu, Veda. Veda means knowledge. And Purana. Purana means supplementary. Vedic instruction described in story form, that is called Purana, story. This Bhagavat is also one of the Mahapurana. Mahapurana means that the science of Krishna is described in story form. This is called Purana. People better understand in story, in history. Lord Chaitanya says, because people in general, by the influence of the illusory energy, they have forgotten their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord Himself, as Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas is considered to be a powerful incarnation of Krishna. Unless he was an incarnation, it is not possible to write so many books. There are 18 Puranas and 4 Vedas and 108 Upanishads and Vedanta, then Mahabharata, then Srimad Bhagavatam. Then each of them contains thousands and thousands and millions of verses. So we cannot imagine that a man can write in that way. So Vedabhyas is considered to be incarnation of Krishna, and he was very powerful in writing. And Mahabharata itself is so big book. And then each Puran contains thousands and thousands of verses. These are his gifts. The Krishna, means Krishna Dvaipana Vyas, he has done it because sadhu, those are saintly persons. They are always thinking of the miseries of the people in general. They are not meditating for their own purpose. They are writing books. They are thinking how to establish them in such a way so that they can properly fly the human form of life. That is their business. Sadhu means that they are always compassionate with the sufferings of the people in general. That is sadhu. Because they are devotees. The Lord comes. Jada-janahi-dhanma-sanklani-bhavati-bhārata. Whenever there is, when the nature's law is so stringent that if you violate a little, then you have to suffer. There is no mercy. So, as we go on violating the laws of nature, the nature's law is made, so made that the nature is giving you chance to be Krishna conscious. That is the whole problem. And as soon as you deviate from that law, then you are put into trouble. So we are passing in that way. So the sadhu, the pious, the devotees of the Lord, out of their compassion, they write books. What they have heard in the disciplic succession, they do not manufacture. These Vedas, what is written by Vyas there, you don't think that he has manufactured something. No. Formerly, the Vedic knowledge was simply spoken by the spiritual master, and the disciple simply heard it. Therefore, the Veda is known as Shruti. There was no need of books. Their memory was so sharp that once heard, they could remember. The life was so nice that in the advancement of Kali Yuga, and as I have several times described, that this memory will be decreased. People will be less memory. Their memory will be very shortened. They'll forget. Just like the lady was at once forget. One moment she says that, oh, it was terrible hit. And next one says, oh, I don't feel any unhappiness. That is forgetful. The memory will be so short that people will forget. Just like the animals. They forget. There is no memory. In some of the animals there is no mind. That we have to analyze in Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. Memory short. So just to give us remembrance again, the books that he wrote those Vedic traditions into books. Vyasadeva is the first man who wrote the Vedic knowledge into writing. Before that, there was no writing. Only by hearing, by memory, the students would grasp the whole thing. And coming down, Shruti, by here. The Jivari Kripaya Kaila Krishna Vedupura. Sadhu Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Janan Krishna Maur Prabhu Prata Jivari Hoya Gan. So, what is the utility of this Vedic knowledge? By understanding, by hearing from authorized sources, or by reading from authorized sources, The forgetful living entity will come to his senses. That is the purpose. He'll come to his senses. Oh, my position is this, and I'm suffering in this way. So, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Jana. So, Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, is always anxious to revive the memory of these forgotten souls, conditioned souls. How he revives? He revives in Shastra. Shastra means scripture. Shastra Guru, spiritual master. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe. And sometimes he comes himself or as Paramatma or the Super Soul. He is giving you instruction from within as Paramatma. He is sending you suitable spiritual masters so that he can have instruction without. And the books are, the scriptures are there. So many facilities the Lord has created. The human form of life is meant for utilizing all these facilities. In the animal form of life, there is no facility. They cannot read Shastra, they cannot understand scripture, they cannot take the advantage of a bona fide spiritual master, they cannot consult with God. They have no this capacity. Their consciousness is so undeveloped that it is not possible to have utilize all these facilities. But in human form of life, we can utilize all these facilities. The Shastras are there, the Vedas are there, scriptures are there, and still, although it is the age of Kali, still those who are following the disciples' succession, there is bona fide spiritual master also, Shastra Guru, and Atma, and over all the Paramatma. The Paramatma, the Super Soul, Krishna, as Super Soul is sitting within your heart, along with you. And as soon as, by the instruction of the scripture and direction of the spiritual master, you begin sincerely something, the Paramatma from within you, he will speak. Yes, now you are right. He will speak to you. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly. Tisam satatujuktanam bhajatam kritipurvakam dadami buddhijugam tam jinam ham upajanti te. Tisam satatujuktanam. Thus, the spiritual master's duty is to lead a person, a forgotten soul, to the right way in terms of the Shastra and scripture. And when he begins sincerely and with love, and seriously, then the next stage is that God within, who is sitting within you, he dictates, yes, you do like this, you do like this. So in every respect, the Lord is trying to help us. But we are so much stubborn, we don't like to take advantage of this. Oh, it's very long. Why shall I take all this? I am very happy. There is a story in the Bhagavad. The one in-law, the king of heaven, he was condemned by his spiritual master, Brihaspati, that you are so foolish, you should have become a hog. So, see, he became a hog. So, after some days, when the throne of the heaven, the kingdom was vacant, Brahma went to reclaim this hog, Indra. He comes to your place. So, when the hog was requested that you are Indra, why you are suffering now, you come. So the hog says, oh, I do not know what I am, Indra. I have got my responsibility. I cannot leave this place. Just see, in the hog, you can just imagine what is the standard of his living. He thinks also that I am very happy. This stool he thinks, and this nasty place, and I have got very comfortable life. So this is the, I am the prakhyavati. So, the sadhu shastra, the God himself comes, he sends his confidential servant, by senses done or to reclaim us, and we should take advantage of this ability and make our life successful. That should be the aim of human life. Thank you very much.
वेद शास्त्र कहे संबंध अविधेय प्रयोजन कृष्ण प्राप्त संबंध भक्ति प्राप्ति
व्हाट इज द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ दिस वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर दैट इज समरली समराइज बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य वेद शास्त्र कहे संबंध अविधेय प्रयोजन. There are three things in the Vedic scripture. What is that? The first thing is, what is my relationship with God? Or what is my relationship with this world? Or what is my relationship with this nature? This thing is described. Then, as soon as you understand your relationship, then your action begins according to, just like two businessmen. They want to do some business. They wanted to do mutually, they want to do some business. And what is the aim of business? To make some profit. Both of them are interested in making some profit. Without profit, there is no question of business. So first, if the profit is aimed, then the two business first come to a contract or agreement. This is called sambandha. Relationship, yes, you are supplier, I am purchaser. And you are supplying this way, I shall purchase in this. The agreement, this is called relationship. And after the sign of the agreement, when actually the activities begin, supply and purchase, that is called avidya. And avidya means, why they are doing this business? For some profit. So the profit, that must be. Otherwise, nobody interested. The same thing is there also in the Veda. First of all, we have to understand what is my relationship with God or this world or the nature. We must understand first this. And when we understand this, this is my relationship, then my actual work will begin. That is avidya. And after executing that prescribed duty, the result is that I get my relationship with the Supreme Lord revived. These three things are described in the Vedas. There is no other thing. So, there are different kinds of knowledge in the Vedas. Veda is the past knowledge. Even how we shall live in this material world, that is also described. Medicine, the science of medicine is also described in Veda, that is called Ayurveda. The science of military science also described there in the Veda, that is called Dhanurveda, Yajurveda, so many Vedas there are. And ultimately, the knowledge is there, how to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth and how to get yourself liberated. Then these are the subject matter of Veda. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Veda is the sarvai aham eva vidyam. The ultimate purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna. Veda is the sarvai aham eva vidyam. So, Krishna, or the sadhu and sattva, does not stop your material activities because you have to act materially. So long you have got this material body. So they give regulation how you should act so that ultimately you can reach the Krishna. So if we follow the regulation given in the Vedas, then automatically we reach to the highest stage of purpose. That is the purpose of Veda. Therefore you'll find define subject matter dealt in Veda. And unless we have a bona fide teacher of the Veda, it is very difficult to understand Vedic language and take advantage of it. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, the subject matter of the Vedas, we must understand. And what is the subject matter? That we must know our relationship with God or with our each other or with this nature or this world. Then what is our action, regulated action, then the prayer, the ultimate goal of life is reached. Krishna prapa sambandha, bhakti prapir sadhana. The ultimate end is to reach Krishna or to get Krishna. Ultimate end. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda is the sarvai ahameva vedam. The ultimate purpose of the Vedas is to reach Krishna. That's so, this is the ultimate goal of life, and Vedas describe this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing also. We shall come to this point gradually. Thank you very much.